amazing things happen with KMAZ Houston, 102.5 LPFM.
You're listening to Amazing 102.5 FM. Its owners and associates take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the host of this talk show or their guests. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of this radio station.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Living It Fabulously Every Day. Nettie Jones, the girlfriend's therapist, it's your life. I am joined today with my beautiful Fab Squad, Elise Lyles.
Hey.
And we are piloted by Brianna Hill.
Hey.
All right, guys, we got a great show for you today. For those of you who are listening for the very first time, I am a licensed psychotherapist, and God has given me the opportunity to work with women every day in my private practice. But I get to come to you every week and share what we do in the office right here on the air. So sit back, relax, grab your favorite beverage, if it's water, coffee, tea, whatever your pleasure, and enjoy the show. We like to kick off the show every week with a little something that's fun. It was inspired by my BFF. We call it, Who Told You That?
Yes. So today we have, relationships that develop out of an affair never survive.
Who told you that?
Who told you that?
Oh, relationships that develop out of an affair never survive. Well, you know what? Let me tell you something, ladies. I see that all the time in my practice. And people are in relationships as a result of affairs. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the deal is they survive. They may be challenged.
Okay.
They may be challenged. And so what I find is that, and I think everybody's probably heard this before, so there are trust issues, you know, because especially if that person, of course, was a part of a relationship, third party to a relationship. Right. Now, the person who's single was not married, was, you know, kind of dating the person that was married, and then the divorce happens, and then they get together in a relationship. Oftentimes, it causes a lot of challenges for the person who was not in the married relationship. Now, I don't know if this is specific to married relationships, maybe, or to just single.
I think maybe just in
general. I mean, to people dating.
In general, like, you know, if you had an affair, a relationship that's created from that, it will never survive.
Well, true. I think that it has challenges because there are people that are married, and sometimes you have to work through some of those insecurities and challenges that are created in that situation. We want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open, 832-685-1025. We want to know, relationships that develop out of an affair never survive. What are your thoughts? Give us a call. We're also on Facebook Live, so you can comment, and we'll be happy to answer.
Yes, so make sure you go to Nettie Jones TGT, and that's also Instagram and Twitter, but right now on Facebook, same thing, Nettie Jones TGT.
Yeah, we want to know what you think. Also, we have another Who Told You That.
Okay, so this one, quote, I can't be suffering from PTSD because I'm not a soldier.
Who told you that?
Who told you that?
Who told you that? You know what? And I'm so excited about our show because that's a good segue, Elise. We're going to talk about PTSD today. We're going to have that candid conversation about it. And I think that most people think PTSD is a military term. It is something that people who have gone away and served our country and been in wars or have experienced traumatic events, and they're the only ones that experience PTSD. But we're going to share with you what PTSD looks like, who can have PTSD, and I'm telling you, a lot of people would be very surprised. So that is definitely a Who Told You That, because soldiers are not the only people who suffer.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So we would love to hear your comments. If you have a Who Told You That that you think that you'd like to hear us discuss on the show, give us a call. We'd love to do that, or we could do it on another show. We always like to give you an alternative way of looking at things. That's what we do here on the show. We present a different perspective that allows you to think about things just a little bit differently. So this is the part where we come over to my virtual couch and you, the listening audience, ask questions that you'd like the girlfriend's therapist and the Fab Squad to answer. What do we have today?
Okay, so today we have, So a close friend of mine has recently admitted that she is dating a married man. And truthfully, it has me furious because I have been cheated on in a marriage before. Mm-hmm. At what point should I let her know that this may jeopardize our friendship, especially if it isn't necessarily my place to butt in?
Immediately.
Wow. Well, first I want to say thank you for submitting the question, and we are going to tackle it. All right. Okay. I'm going to let my millennials go first. Bree's neck is about to pop off her head.
No, I just think that if that's something that's really bothering you, you know, that it can affect your, you know, your friendship with this person. I feel like when she's telling you, you should let her know right off the back how you feel. You know, you don't mm-hmm. want something to drag on, because I know I'm that type of person. I hold on to everything.
Okay.
You know, and then when I get to that point, I just kind of, I'm not talking to you anymore. And I think that's just a bad habit that I have. But just expressing yourself right out the back, like, you know, just letting, from a friend's point of view, just letting them know. Like, I feel like it's okay if y'all are good friends, then it shouldn't be a problem for you to let your friend know okay. how you feel.
Okay. And so let me ask, just curious, what is the part that makes you furious? I know, say, for instance, you've been cheated on, because mm-hmm. it said that she had been cheated on in a marriage before. So she knows how it feels. Mm-hmm. So what for you, what would you be upset about? I mean, you know, what would anger you about this?
I feel like just the whole marriage part, you know, okay. if he want to be unfaithful in his relationship, then let him do that. Don't be a part of that. You know, I just feel okay. like it's too much stuff that goes on in the world for you to just, you know, to be, it's too many men out there for you to just be out there with that one man that okay. who's already committed to someone else.
Okay.
You know, so we don't want those problems in our life. You know, that it comes with extra stress after that. You know, she find out, we got to go. But it's just too much.
Way too much.
What yeah. about that, you know, feeling of, you know, even though you've been through it, mm-hmm. but you just, you always feel like it's not my place.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, well, I really feel like this is wrong. Like, morally, like, how do I let someone know? Like, I know you so well because you're my friend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know that you, this isn't who you are. Like, what's going on? Like, how do you approach someone when they look like they're happily, you know, just
yeah.
doing what they're doing, but you just can't mask it anymore, that
yeah.
I can't stay here and look and watch this happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, okay. So now the therapist is going to come out. So a couple of things, you know, the fact that you had in a marriage where there was some infidelity, mm-hmm. that's something that you're going to have to really work through and process. And the fact that, you know, she has an understanding and empathetic heart. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. But if it's something that's still fueling, is it really about your situation that you're holding on to, or is this really about your girlfriend? Now, the other part of that is to set some limits of your relationship with her. And so if in fact it is uncomfortable for you to talk about her and who she's seeing, that might be some of the things that may be the boundaries you draw. Mm-hmm. But clearly we cannot make people do things that they don't want to do.
Right.
And if it's uncomfortable, I think it is important to share, you know what, this is uncomfortable for me. You know, if we're close friends, I would imagine the friend knows that she was cheated on, you know, mm-hmm. in her marriage.
Exactly.
But if it, maybe she doesn't, you know, but to say this is a sensitive area for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would appreciate it if, in fact, you know, we just kind of limit our conversation to mm-hmm. not include that relationship, because ultimately your girlfriend is making the decisions based on where she is.
Right.
And so,
right.
you know, saying to her what you don't approve, that's just your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with who
right.
who she is and where she is. And so you, at least you said, you know, your friend, well, you know, your friend, but then there are some, you know, I guess some circumstances that your friend has chosen to, you know, be in a relationship with somebody that's married. So
right.
yeah, that's a hard one. Simply because you have to allow people to do them, and then love them where they are.
Do them.
Yeah, do them. I mean, because you can't control it.
You have to also, when you do want to come to her, the anger and whatever you felt from your past, you don't want to drag that to
right, but
this
that's,
door.
Yeah, but that's the part that sucks,
mm-hmm.
because you're responsible for your healing.
Okay, right.
You know, we talk about that all the time, and I know a lot of women don't like to hear that. Women and men, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're responsible for our healing. And so no other person, I don't care how many I'm sorries,
mm-hmm.
no apologies enough, or things that person can do to change where you are in that emotional space. You've got to be intentional on your healing and get yourself to a better place.
Okay.
And so sometimes, you know, that triggers old emotions and feelings. And so you feel a certain kind of way.
Yeah, that's true.
You feel a certain kind of way. But, you know, we can only be accountable and responsible for ourselves.
Exactly.
And, you know, yeah, it's unfortunate, but, and it could put a strain in the relationship. But when people are doing things that you don't approve of, it makes you uncomfortable, then you have to find a safe and create a better space for yourself. So I hope that's helpful. But if you have a question for the Girlfriends Therapist, we would love to answer it here on the air. You can always find us at our social media platforms.
Yes,
which are,
that is Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And that's Nettie Jones TGT.
Yeah. So we're so excited about our show today. We have today's topic is trauma drama. Hmm. We're going to break down and explain PTSD to you guys. And we'd love to, if you have a question, we're going to have an expert on the line, Dr. Nancy Irvin, who is an addiction therapist, and she specializes in hypnotherapy. So this is going to be a real cool show. So keep it locked. You're listening to the Girlfriends Therapist and the Fab Squad.
Ambiguous, I just know that I've had enough. I want you to travel with me, lay loose and let your mind go free. Show you things that you never see, but you just got to go with me. Oh, your love is so good that I wanna show you. Don't make me responsible for something that you can't find.
And the Fab Squad.
Hey! Be sure to tune in to Facebook Live every week.
Also, be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Nettie Jones TGT.
Welcome back, and you're listening to the Girlfriends Therapist. I'm Nettie Jones. Hey, guys, we're having a great time here, and we've got a fabulous show for you. Today's topic is trauma drama. On the phone today, we have our special guest, Dr. Nancy Irvin. Dr. Irvin is an addiction therapist who specializes in hypnotherapy as well as other holistic approaches for treating addictive behaviors, sexual abuse, recovery, and other traumas. She's a member of the American Hypnosis Association, the Association for Treatment of Sexual Abusers, the California Psychological Association, the Los Angeles County Psychological Association, and she is a diplomat in the American Academy of Experts in Trauma Stress. She's also an author of U-Turn, Changing Directions in Midlife. I need that book. A collection of over 40 stories for people over 40 who made amazing transitions in midlife, and has been featured in a variety of media outlets, including CNN, CNBC, Fox, and MSNBC. I just want to say thank you so much and welcome. Welcome to the show, Dr. Irvin.
Oh, thank you, Nettie. A pleasure to be here.
So I'm just going to jump right into the show. We're talking about PTSD. And I'd like for you, you're the expert, to share with our listening audience what that is.
PTSD is post-traumatic stress disorder. And it occurs ongoingly for many months, many years, long after some sort of unexpected negative event has occurred. That could be an act of God, like an earthquake or a flood or a fire. It could be a horrible disease or some sort of disaster, a plane crash. It could be a paralysis. It could certainly be those suffering from addictions or who have witnessed it.
Yes.
Or witnessed domestic abuse or sexual abuse, God forbid, rape. The list is endless of all the trauma that we can experience, right?
Yes, yes. And, you know, I think that is really one of the things that I believe a lot of people do not realize is that it's not just for that soldier that's coming back from active duty. Yeah. You know, this happens to pretty much anybody that's experienced some traumatic event in their life that has created these challenges. So tell us a little bit about how you're integrating hypnosis into treating people.
Well, PTSD presents many different symptoms according to the individual. And let me hasten to say, if anyone is listening and they've suffered some sort of horrendous accident or experience or some sort of trauma, it helps to have early intervention.
Yes.
You know, you fall out of a tree and break your arm, you're not going to wait a year to go to the doctor and get it set, right? Well, psychological wounds occur the same way. So always having early intervention, get psychological, medical, of course, help ASAP, whether you're a spiritual counselor or a psychologist or a medical doctor, psychiatrist, that is crucial. Even still, some symptoms that can linger after some sort of trauma can be insomnia. It can be changes in appetite, either an increase or a decrease. It could be weight gain, weight loss.
Yes.
It could be the need for an addiction, which is what we see here at the rehab center, of course. Probably 90-95% of our clients have some sort of trauma in their background. So we address those symptoms. And then many times the addiction falls away when you address the underlying cause.
So then that's when we see the addiction becomes more of, you know, their way of treating it. So it's kind of like self-medicating.
They're self-medicating. They're trying to limit. Nobody chooses to be an alcoholic or drug addict.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was sharing with the ladies before the show started that a big part of, you know, I treat women in my practice, and so often they come in and it looks like something else. But the more we kind of explore and dig, you know, it looks like the depression, it looks like the insomnia, all of the things you just named, even panic attacks. And then over time, we're able to discover that she is actually suffering from PTSD. And of course, PTSD is an anxiety disorder, so it definitely has other components that surface and show themselves. But clearly, I think that there are a large amount of people who are walking around who possibly are, you know, have challenges with PTSD and just do not know it.
Yes, it was unresolved trauma in the background. And that could present, yes, with numerous sexual dysfunctions or heightened startle reflex and anxiety, depression, and plenty of other issues that go along with it.
So for our listening audience, how can they identify themselves or others that might have PTSD? What advice would you give them?
Well, you can also look at personality changes. Someone is normally outgoing, for example, and all of a sudden they're shut down, they're isolating, they're oversleeping, they're undersleeping, they're starting to use, they're eating too much or not eating enough. We see this in eating disorders quite a bit. It's unresolved sexual problem many times.
Yeah.
So when they see these cues, you might want to suggest they seek professional help because there is a better way and there is treatment available. It's not going to make the event go away, but you can certainly be at peace with it, if you will. You can put it behind you, take the lesson learned from it, if you will, take all the resiliency that comes with being any sort of trauma survivor, and build upon that to recreate your life.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I share with clients oftentimes is that, you know, you don't have to actually be the person who experienced the trauma. You can actually witness it. So I find that even children that are in homes where domestic violence is prevalent, that they too can suffer, and it manifests itself, and it looks very different in children. But clearly, that is those are traumatic events as well.
Absolutely, and sometimes that can be worse because they don't know how to deal with it. They're powerless to speak up and say this is going on, but they feel that way. And many times they grow up and they're completely avoidant of relationships. So they're afraid they're going to reenact the same traumatic
absolutely.
Effect. Or they will do it. It's what things swing either way.
Yes.
Or both. It's
yes.
From one to the other.
And also in light of, you know, parents who are users, drug users and abusers of alcohol, witnessing their parents in a impaired state could also be something that's traumatic. The domestic violence doesn't have to be the piece that they see, but to see that their family members or people around them are so impaired that they actually have those experiences that are embedded in their head and something that can create that as well.
That as well as living with a parent who has an unaddressed mental disorder.
Yes, yes.
That if you are just checked out and neglectful or abusive or have these rage episodes or psychotic breaks, it can be severely traumatizing for a child.
Yeah.
And unless stressed, they may fear they're going to be the same way when they grow up or they try to numb out the pain. So we see that a lot. But to answer your question, Nettie, about how hypnosis helps some of these symptoms of PTSD, hypnosis tends to be, it is a CBT technique, the cognitive behavioral technique.
Yes.
So it goes hand in hand with talk therapy. So we blend both. But it's a gentle way of relaxing the patient because sometimes it's hard for them to relax. To sleep, to slow down without numbing out.
Yes.
So we systematically desensitize them to whatever the issue is. Let's say it's a heightened startle reflex. Let's say they were held up at gunpoint or they were shot. Every time they hear any sort of snapping noise, they may completely overreact. They may freak out. So we desensitize them to that sound and begin to see that there are sounds in nature in normal life that sound like that. So they begin to let that go so they're not re-traumatized and freak it out every time they hear the sound. Same thing with sexual abuse victims or rape victims. An unexpected touch can completely trigger them.
Yes.
So we them learn to set appropriate boundaries, of course, but to know that sometimes people do touch you accidentally or touch you in an affectionate way, and you are safe. So it depends on what the specific issue and symptom is with the client.
Okay.
But for a taking the history and the triggers, and we go in there and dissociate from that.
Okay.
We break that negative association.
Wow, that is incredible. So kind of like exposure therapy, but in a more controlled kind of situation where you're
exactly.
You're exposing them repetitively over a period of time where it no longer gets the effect that it had before, which creates more of that. Oh, I love this. Listen, can we take a quick break and come back? And I'd like for you to share. We're talking about PTSD, and we'd love for you to share with us some things on as far as intervention and treatment to go a little bit further into that, Dr. Irwin. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to Nettie Jones, the Girlfriend's Therapist.
Sometimes I shave my legs and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I comb my hair and sometimes I won't. Depending on how the wind blows, I might even paint my toes. It really just depends on whatever feels good in my soul.
Headed out of town on vacation, on your way to a business trip, but still want to work out? No problem, there's an app for that. The Women's Health and Fitness Center virtual app, designed by fitness expert and world-class bodybuilder Felicia Sexton. Never miss a day of crunches, cardio, or weight training. Turn your Android or iPhone device into a virtual gym. Download is easy, so what are you waiting for? Call 832-453-8600 for more.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Your Life. We're living it fabulously every day. I'm Nettie Jones, the Girlfriend's Therapist, along with my Fab Squad. And we have our special guest, Dr. Nancy Irwin, on the line. And she is an addiction therapist who specializes in hypnotherapy, also holistic approaches to treating addictive behavior, sexual abuse, recovery, and trauma. Today, we're talking about PTSD. Our title is Trauma Drama. Welcome back on the line, Dr. Irwin. So we were talking right before about, you know, symptoms and signs and symptoms of PTSD, who experiences them, and you've shared with us pretty much everybody can experience that if they have been exposed to some type of trauma or witnessed trauma. I'd like to talk about gender differences. As far as women, we did a little research and came up with the stats that 5 out of 10 women experience some type of traumatic event in their lives.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's higher than that.
Yeah. I think so.
And about 1/3 of females are sexually assaulted or molested before the age of 18.
Yeah.
And are that 1/6 of boys are, have a feeling that is gross, underreported, and obviously don't know. But I can tell you, I'm only in therapy, but there are men who come in and share with me, and they don't even recognize what molestation is.
Yes. Yeah.
You, you, you clear in an intake, you know, was there any sexual abuse? Oh, no. And then uncovering through therapy, you find out, well, yeah, someone did grope them.
Yes.
A football coach or something like that. It's like, that's molestation.
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah. And, you know, I'm sorry. And, you know, your phone's kind of going in and out on. There you go. That's okay. Also, I know that oftentimes when, you know, like on that intake, you do ask that question and it's often checked no. But you find that circumstances and situations where they were asked to do certain things, take off their clothes in front of another male or female. Right. And they were looked at or, you know, gently touched in areas that made them very uncomfortable. They don't consider that as a form of abuse or molestation. Right. Yeah. And it definitely could have impacted or affected them in a way that could be a traumatic experience.
Absolutely. There's so much shame. We have to peel back to examine that and set them free. But especially when it's a straight, a heterosexual male who's been molested by a homosexual adult.
Yes.
Then they really shut down and don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And then the opposite. A kid is molested by a straight adult. So it can be very confusing for their psychosexual development to say the least.
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting. And I know this is probably a whole nother show, but, you know, I think that sometimes boys, young boys, get the wrong message that if a woman touches him inappropriately when he's a child, that that's not molestation because it's a woman. And clearly there are young boys who have been sexually abused and molested by adult women. And I think that because it's a woman, they're supposed to, you know, boys are supposed to be, you know, in other words, you know, man up and deal with it. Yeah, but that's abuse.
Because people believe if a 30-year-old biology teacher is sleeping with her 16-year-old male high school student, that's easier to take than a male 30-year-old biology teacher who's sleeping with his 16-year-old female student.
Yeah, I don't know. Society, yeah.
Differently.
Yeah.
And boys are trying to learn my language, but all right, get it whenever you can. And it feels good from the neck down. And it's
yeah.
For girls, too.
Yes.
From the neck up, it is extraordinarily confusing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you know it right away. But as they get older and the relationships and it creeps in that psychosexual development and there's a breakdown in their intimacy and we're able to trace it back and go, this is how you got started. This is why you're always sleeping with your, you know, your secretary or crossing inappropriate boundaries because that's the way you were trained from the get-go.
Yeah, yeah. It goes back and that's where good therapy with a great therapist who listens and asks those questions. And, you know, I share with clients all the time, therapy, you didn't get here overnight. So sometimes we have to peel back those onions to get to where we need to go. You know, I say all the time, people come in the office with symptoms. And so we do what we can to manage those symptoms, but we've got to get down to the problem. And so once we're able to address the problem, then we can go and do some real work. And those symptoms eventually will kind of dissipate and go away. We were talking real briefly during the break, and I mentioned that wanted to ask you if men were underreported as it relates to PTSD, and I know as it relates to sexual trauma, but any other trauma, do you think that they're underreported?
Absolutely, because men are trained, they're socialized completely differently than us. They're supposed to man up and be able to take it. And God forbid they cry or open up and share that they really felt hurt or weak or that they, God forbid, vulnerable at some point.
Yes.
And I always tell people that strong people have weak moments.
Yes.
And you may have been the victim of a circumstance, but you don't have to stay in the victimization now. And that's a huge distinction I like people to get.
I love that. I love that. Can you repeat that again?
You may have been a victim of a circumstance, but you were.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You have to stay in your victimization.
Yes. And you know what? That's one of the things that I use when working with some of my clients when we're doing survivor therapy. And taking that stance of being a victim sometimes gives us the mindset that we're being pushed against a wall, that we are weakened and we succumb. But there's something about being a survivor that gives you the, it encourages you to push on, to push through, to move through it, to get to the other side. So just playing the semantics, you know, instead of being a victim, you are a survivor. And so the same is true for those who have experienced some type of trauma, that you don't have to be a victim. You can be a survivor. If you're listening to us talking now, you are a survivor. I believe we're surviving something. And so that gives you, that hopefully will give you permission to fight through this. Tell us a little bit about the trauma modalities that you guys are over at the clinic where you are. Give us a little information about that.
But I did want to say one more thing. If listeners have suffered a trauma and they haven't shared that with anyone, I would encourage them to realize that if it's happened to you, it's happened to someone else. You are not alone.
Yeah.
So please seek treatment. And there's so many trauma modalities out now. The ones we use here at the clinic, in addition to the hypnosis and normal talk therapy, as well as group, is EMDR, which you may have heard of that. It's eye movement desensitization and processing, which it seems like a really out there treatment tool. It's been around for 30-something years. And quite simply, by the bilateral stimulation, moving your eyes rapidly back and forth with a guided trained professional, you're able to face the trauma without being re-triggered and reprocess it. So you essentially take the lesson learned and let go of the pain. Because trauma gets stored in the brain as like a block of ice, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
This modality sort of melts it away so your energy can flow again. You have no blocks, no stoppages in you. You can get back in the swim of life again.
So, Dr. Irwin, tell us, now, this whole process, this is not like a one-pop shop.
No.
This is, yeah.
It moves quickly. It is brief therapy. But if someone has had multiple traumas or it's been 30 years since they've addressed the trauma at all, it may take a series of 5 to 10 hours of treatment. More,
okay.
Sometimes less. Everybody changes at different rates.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about this, is I'm kind of going back to our earlier conversation about the type of traumas. And one of the things that, you know, I see in my practice, because I do a lot of I see a lot of women who are pregnant. I have a certification in perinatal mood disorder. So sometimes I see women during pregnancy and, of course, post-pregnancy. And some women are traumatized after birth. Their experience.
Sure.
And so I just wanted to bring that up because I think that people dismiss certain experiences and don't realize how they have affected them. So I just kind of wanted to pull that back up and, you know, just kind of throw that out there for some women who have maybe delivered and that experience was not what you expected and it was somewhat traumatic, and then you might see or feel that you could possibly be having some of these symptoms that are associated with it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Many times that's just triggering some other trauma they've suffered. Because remember, trauma is an unexpected negative event.
Yes.
Childbirth is expected, although it could be much more difficult, and that aspect of it is not expected. So you're right, that's certainly traumatic. But I would say absolutely, address it ASAP. And get the lesson learned from that so you could move on and enjoy that beautiful experience.
So how can our listeners find out a little bit more about you and what you're doing and where you are? How can they find you?
They can find us at www.steamalibu.com. We have a great website that's loaded with information, our admissions counselor's number, who will answer any other questions that I haven't asked. They can also see my bio on there and a direct number. Everything you need is right there on that website.
Awesome. And also, you've authored a book. It's called U-Turn, Changing Directions in Midlife.
Yes. And just for the listeners, it's a visual. So it's U-Y-O-U-Turn, because you're the one making the change.
I love it.
And I did that. I was in my early 40s when I reinvented and became a therapist. Before that, I was in another profession. That's another whole story. But I figured, you know, if I can do this, anybody can. So I wrote a book, and it's a lot of different stories about people who make amazing transitions in middle age. Because it's never too late to live a life you love.
Yeah, well, I love that. We're going to have to maybe feature your book on one of our book clubs. Well, Dr. Irwin, we just really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us here on the show to share your expertise about PTSD. I hope that I know that people were enlightened about this anxiety disorder, and we just greatly appreciate you. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Take care.
All righty. Bye-bye. Hey, guys, you know, that I hope that this information was very helpful. I know I've been enlightened as a therapist, and don't do a whole lot of work with PTSD, but I do find that clients do come across, and we address that. So this was informative to me as well. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to do our little celebrations, a little food for the soul, and we've also got some fitness tips. All right, keep it locked right here. You're listening to the Girlfriends Therapist and the VAP Squad.
Keep it locked right here. You're listening to the Girlfriend's Therapist, Nettie Jones, on Amazing 102.5 FM.
Welcome back, and you're listening to The Girlfriend's Therapist. I'm Nettie Jones. I'm joined with Fab Squad. We have had a great show. Today was, we're talking about trauma drama, and we had Dr. Irwin on, and she was a specialist who gave us some insight and some information, and it's really been very informative. So, you know, we have our fitness tip of the month. We always call our fitness guru over at the Women's Health and Fitness Center. And today we have Miss Kay on the line for our fitness tip for the month. Hi, Kay.
Hi, Nettie. How are you?
I am good. I am good. What is our fitness tip for the month, lady?
Our fitness tip for the month, and of course I'm standing in for Felicia. I just want to give a quick thank you to her for allowing me to assist.
Yay!
Our fitness tip for the month is, we know that the kids are going back to school, and most of the time it's the mom that takes care of that. So she's running around getting school supplies, running around getting clothes, and just registering the kids. But we also wanted to let each woman or mom know, take care of yourself. In this time that you're doing all of the running around and everything, we want to make sure that you take time out to get a breather for yourself. Because sometimes it can be a little overwhelming.
Yes.
So we want to make sure that, you know, two things that Felicia's passionate about is health and women. So we want to make sure we see every woman healthy and just well, well-being.
Yes. Okay, so when we talk about that, ladies, and I, you know, that is right up my alley. I share that with women all the time, our self-care. We have to basically take care of ourselves. And I always tell women, you got to be selfish. And I don't mean selfish as in you're not going to share. I mean selfish as in making sure that if you, like, you know, if you're running around and doing all of these things, that you take a breather, you sit down, you hydrate yourself, you know, you don't overextend yourself, maybe plan it out. And go work out, or go, you know, if it seems like it's a little anxious provoking or anxiety provoking, maybe go and do some cardio, get some of that anxiety out, and then get back to the list. So also, the Women's Health and Fitness Center has a big the Biggest Loser Challenge that's going on. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. The Biggest Loser Challenge is you can sign up for it. You can go to the Women's Health and Fitness Center Facebook page and read more about it. But it's a challenge from August the 5th until October the 30th. Whoever loses the most weight wins the pot.
Whoa.
So to sign up, it's $25. And you, when you go to the gym, you can sign up at boot camp on Saturday from 7 to 8. And we weigh in October. And whoever loses the most weight wins the money.
Wow. That's encouraging. Well, thanks so much, Kay, and tell Felicia we love her very much, and we always look forward to our fitness tip of the month. You take care, lady.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, bye-bye. Okay, so this is the part of the show, guys, where we like to celebrate women. Of course, we do that all the time over here at the show, but today we are celebrating a couple of people. First, I want to do a shout-out to my baby girl, Ivana Jones. Let me tell you, this was her first job. She had an internship over at Texas Orthopedics, and she wrapped it up on yesterday. We are so proud of her. She's interested in sports medicine. Nice. We love you, baby girl, and we're very proud of you. Who else do we have?
Okay, so Seattle will elect the first female mayor out of 91 years. And actually, the election is down to two final contenders who are both women.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
So, out of 91 years.
Jeez.
Regardless, they're going to have a female mayor.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal.
Whoa, whoa.
Another thing, so just to celebrate the legacy of Marilyn Monroe, the anniversary of her death was August 5th.
Oh, I love Marilyn Monroe.
I do too.
She's so incredible.
She's
the actress.
So beautiful.
I know she really was. Also, we have a special happy birthday to Gloria Stewart. Happy birthday, Ladybug. And my girlfriend, Stephanie Hines, is celebrating her big 50, the Fabulous 50. Welcome to the elite club of the Fabulous 50, Stephanie. Hey, listen, if there's a woman in your life that you want to celebrate, give us a call. Let us know, 832-685-1025, or you can always find us on
Nettie Jones TGT, and that's Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Yeah. So, for those of you who know me well, know I like three things: coffee, books, and wine. So we are featuring on our Girlfriends Therapist Book Club this month. We are reading Quicksand and Passing. That book is by Nella Larson. We are going to meet for our book club over at Water to Wine on August the 26th. That's 2-6, and that's from 3 to 5. So please check us out. We'd love to have you come and join us. You can find that book anywhere on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, but download it, purchase it, and join us on Saturday, the 26th from 3 to 5. And cheers to books and...
cheers to wine.
Hey. So we like to leave you with just a little food for the soul. And today we have a quote. We go on because it's a hard thing to do, and we owe ourselves the difficulty. That's by Nikki Giovanni. I asked Elise about this. I said, hey, what does that really mean? And we're going to paraphrase it. Sometimes things are hard, but you got to press through because, girlfriend, you're worth it.
You owe yourself that much.
You owe yourself that much. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Nikki Giovanni. Hey, guys, this is with God's grace that I get to come to you every week and share what we do here on the show and what I do in my office here on the show. But I am so grateful for the two ladies that sit in my chairs next to me that make me sound and look good. Thank you, Elise, and thank you, Bree. I love you.
Of course. All right.
So we'll see you guys next week, or we'll talk to you next week. Have a good one. Bye.